take that into consideration when we are making a recommendation for a conditional use permit.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I saw somewhere, I don't know if it's in the county ordinances or in the county comprehensive plan, that the county health department has some jurisdiction over water and septics also?
Septic.
No water?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Freeman.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I've forgotten your first name, Mr. Jensen. Tyron. The county would be the permitting authority, correct? And as the permitting authority, it has to ensure that all of the requirements for that use are adequately and correctly met, correct?
Right.
So in that instance, this commission has to ensure that there is an adequate water supply, that there is adequate septic, that all of the, whatever the requirement may be from whatever authority may exist, state, local, federal, that all of those conditions are met, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, to my point, is that yes, this commission must take into account all of the water, the septic, the environmental, everything else that's involved.
Correct.
Okay, one question. How do we go about getting that authority?
You have it.
So you don't have the authority to change any of the water or septic or anything like that. You just have to, in order for you to issue the permit, you have to make sure steps have been taken for those.
Yeah.
Through the proper channels.
My question is, who do we get that from?
The authority?
Yes.
By statute for the permit? Is that what you mean?
No. The authority for over the water issue.
So you're not regulating the water?
Because it's Department of Water Resources,
right?
And the local water and or the local water authority.
Right. You just need to take that into consideration when issuing the permit.
It's more than consideration. If I'm not mistaken, Mr. Chairman, you must ensure that those standards are met, correct?
And
I'm asking Mr. Jensen, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
To issue the permit, you would consider those, all the T's crossed and I's dotted for that.
So there's a difference between shall and may, right? And the point I'm trying to bring out here is it's not a consideration and it's not a want, it's a must. You need to make sure to issue a lawful permit that the commission or whoever out of the, what did I say earlier, the permitting authority or the permitting body has done that. And I think what Mr. Seip was asking is, how do we get that information to know that that's been done? Okay. Was that your question, sir?
That was what I was going to try to
answer.
Just a second. Mr. Fish, what were you going to say? Because that was...
Simply, we would have a hydrology report from a third party,
okay,
from a hydrologist or an engineering company.
Now, also, I wanted to make clear in our last meeting that we have a letter from the general manager at the time indicating that they could provide that service, and it should be in the file, if I remember correctly.
You're correct. It is there.
So we do have a letter saying that the Alpine Water, what is it? Improvement District can service that particular lot with those particular spaces. Also, we have a letter, I believe, from the fire department indicating that they could handle emergency situations in that park. Is that correct?
You are correct.
Okay. Brad.
That's basically what I was saying. The last couple times we've met, we were provided with the engineering and with the information from the water district, and all that information has been brought before us.
Right.
And it's all there. And I don't understand why we're
rehashing that.
Beating that poor dead horse.
Well, I think, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Pardon me?
If I may.